Let's welcome in our next guest. Never needed plastic surgery. He can make it all himself. You can find him on Twitter at Brady Papinga. He's going to be on the call for the Super Bowl coming up this weekend with Fox Deportes. It is BYU legend Brady Papinga. Brady, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Brady.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
Man, we're very excited for the Super Bowl. There's been a lot of drama and a lot of buildup. What's your gut feeling, Brady? Do you have a feeling on which team's going to get the better of each other?
You know what? I came into the week thinking it was the Patriots, and then I saw how Matt Ryan and that Atlanta Falcons team started managing sort of the whole pressure and spectacle that is the week before the Super Bowl, and they're really poised, well composed. And I was like, well, maybe it's going to be the Falcons, you know? And then I've sort of started to lean back to the Patriots, and that's just because of that experience factor. And Patriots to me are just a more complete team, but man, I could change my mind tomorrow. But it's going to be close, I hope, anyway. But as we see it on paper, it's a heck of a matchup.
Brady, as a former player and now someone who's been a part of the media for so long, as you've been down there and we've seen all the photos you've been tweeting out, hanging out with different guys, if you were to go back to player mode, what type of a distraction is this two-week break and then obviously the week leading up to the Super Bowl? How distracting is that for a player?
Well, it depends on where your mind's at. You know, I mean, anything could be a distraction if you give a lot of attention to it instead of giving attention to the very thing that you're here to do, you know? And so it's all a personal choice. But that's not even the biggest distraction, dealing with the media and all that kind of stuff. The biggest one is dealing with all the family members, you know, your cousins, your brother, your extended family, of wanting to get tickets, wanting to be at the game, and then when they're here, being able to go with them and be with them. I mean, it's a challenge in and of itself just to manage all of that. So it's one of those things that really comes down to the team that's able to focus in and get the job done in the midst of a bunch of distraction, because you really can't avoid it.
We saw earlier you standing next to Joey Bosa, a former top five overall pick in the NFL, and you're a big dude, Brady. He makes you even look a little small. What's it like with some of these guys in the modern era, some of these frames on some of these athletes? I mean, are guys getting bigger now? Is the league trending that way?
Nah, it's, you know, he was probably, what, 6'4", 6'4 and a half or something like that.
They list him at 6'6".
He's probably about, 265. I'm about 250, you know, and I carry a lot of my weight into my butt, you know, whereas he's probably a little less in that area. But the point is, he's a big dude. He's bigger than me, no question about it. But the big point behind me taking that photo with him was all year long I had been very critical to San Diego Chargers for having drafted him where they did, and it's because they run a 3-4 defense. And I knew they were going to put him and waste him away, because I've had it happen to me, waste him away at a four technique, which they did. And even so, he still had a dominant year. And I was excited to hear that they're going to be transitioning their defense to a 4-3, to where now they're going to predominantly use him out on the edge, where he can now even be more impactful. And that's pretty crazy when you consider how excellent of a rookie year he did have. And so I wanted to take that photo and show the San Diego fan base that I'm not critical of the guy. And it's not that I didn't want the Chargers to pick him. I just wanted to, if they're going to pick a guy like him, to use him the right way. But like I said, he still had a successful rookie year, and I expect even bigger things out of him this next year now that he gets to stay out on the edge and enjoy that position instead of having to go down and be surrounded by a bunch of big bodies.
Brady Papinga is our guest, 1320K fan. Well, speaking of pass rushers, which of these two teams, the Patriots or the Falcons, has the best pass rush that could stop either Tom Brady or Matt Ryan?
Well, you said the best pass rush?
Yeah.
The best pass rush, it's got to be the Atlanta Falcons. I mean, they got Vic Beasley. He obviously leads the team, or leads the NFL in sacks by 15 and a half. But, you know, you got Dwight Freeney, the savvy vet on the other side of him, who's been a phenomenal influence for that whole defensive line across the board. Even guys like Jonathan Babineau have benefited because of the presence of Dwight Freeney, his knowledge base, his wisdom. And above all, his experience of being able to play in these big games has tremendously helped these guys come along. But the big key for that Atlanta Falcons defense in terms of being able to pass rush is you got to get into predictable passing situations, which I would imagine will be a challenge on Sunday, because for the New England Patriots to win this game, they got to keep they got to keep Matt Ryan on the sideline, control the clock, and the best way to do that is run the ball. So they got to stop the run to earn the right to rush the passer.
Does experience factor in at all, in your opinion, here? I mean, just with New England, Tom Brady's been to 7 Super Bowls now. A lot of Falcons players are doing this for the first time. Will that factor into the game, in your opinion?
Very little, but there will be some of that there in terms of, you know, they're not going to get overly you know, mental about certain things, whether it's an extra large halftime, an extra long or extra longer halftime, an extra longer warm-up period in the pregame, this whole festivity kind of deal with the week leading up to the Super Bowl, they're able to manage that and compartmentalize that a little better. But I wouldn't say it's going to be a determining factor that ends up determining who wins or loses the game. But at the very least, it will have a play a role in the sense of, you know, it'll be one of those many things that ends up determining the game. Because the bottom line is, whether you're experienced or not, you got to go out and you got to play better than the guy across from you. And that's what it's going to come down to. And experience at the end of the day, when all of a sudden each team realizes, man, this is just the regular game, goes out the window.
One guy who the Patriots can dial up a little bit of pressure with is Kyle Van Noy. Do you expect him to have a big impact on this game?
Well, he's going to be key. He's their X factor defensively of being able to somehow match up with Tevin Coleman and Devontae Freeman. Those guys have been an Achilles heel in defenses throughout the whole season. And Kyle's been actually really good in predictable passing situations of being what they call the floater, the joker, the guy in the middle that can either rush, become the fourth rusher, or he drops back into coverage. And he'll cover man-to-man one of those backs like he did last week against Le'Veon Bell, or not last week, 10 days ago, well now 13 days ago, in the AFC Championship game against D'Angelo Hall and Le'Veon Bell. And he did a phenomenal job of it, and they do it in a way to where he's even got help. So I'm going to imagine that they're going to probably implement that same scheme, and he's perfect for it. He's had a renaissance of a stretch here in his career where he's being utilized in the right way, and his skill set fits perfectly of how you defend teams like the Atlanta Falcons. So I would imagine that Patricia, the defensive coordinator of the New England Patriots, Bill Belichick, are going to rely very heavily on Kyle Van Noy and his skills.
Who's going to have more success running the ball, in your opinion, on Sunday?
Oh, man, that was a tough one because, you know, what does success mean? Does it mean you're going to generate more yardage, or does it mean that you're going to dictate a defense? You know, and what I mean that is if you look at LeGarrette Blount, as of late, the guy hasn't averaged a lot of yards on the ground, but he sure has dictated defenses, setting it up to where not only they're finding favorable matchups on the back end, talking about in the secondary, because they have to move a guy up into the box because of that threat. And then we also saw with that flea flicker against the Pittsburgh Steelers, that run threat ultimately manipulated the defense. So they obviously are really good at least showing that there's a threat there to get you with. But then obviously with the Atlanta Falcons, oh my goodness, again, Tevin Coleman, Devontae Freeman, the zone blocking scheme, the Kyle Shanahan that's been time-tested even back to the days of his father in the late 90s when they won two Super Bowls in a row in Denver. It's a heck of a scheme. It's a tough scheme to stop. And when you got a quarterback playing like Matt Ryan, oh, my goodness. You basically going to – it's almost like what Bill Belichick did against the – if you guys remember when the Bills played the New York Giants. Bill Belichick was the defensive coordinator of the New York Giants. He basically said, look, we're going to let the Bills run on us, so we're not going to overcompensate in stopping the run, and we're just concerned about stopping the pass. They ended up winning that Super Bowl. I'd imagine that's going to be – the kind of approach that Bill runs defensively, just basically, hey, vanilla, bend, don't break. Fine, you're going to run the ball. We're not going to, you know, put an extra guy down there because we're not going to give up that big play. So that then would probably mean that Tevin Coleman, Devontae Freeman are going to get a lot of yardage on the ground. But will that then translate into points? It ends up determining the outcome of the game. That's yet to be seen.
You can find him on Twitter at Brady Papinga. You can catch him on Fox Deportes coming up this weekend calling the Super Bowl. Brady, great stuff. Thanks for your time.
Thanks,
have fun on Sunday.
Hey, guys, quick question for you. How would you have liked to sit in front of Terrell Owens and told him that you wouldn't vote for him to go to the Hall of Fame?
Did you do that?
Well, why wouldn't you vote for him?
I just did that today. Well, because it's the truth. The guy had far more success with his antics than he did with his productivity.
When
you look at his productivity being one of the most productive
about?
Receivers in the history of the NFL,
Terrell Owens,
I mean, it goes to show you that his
ever.
Antics were overboard and therefore was more of a detriment to the team than an actual productive member.
Brady, that is the silliest thing I have ever heard you say, Brady, and you've said some silly things. T.O.'s a Hall of Famer, Brady.
If you don't have anything nice to say, Brady, don't say anything at all.
Oh, man.
Even
well, guess what? He didn't. He was cool. He tried to convince me otherwise, but I just told him, I said, look, man, you got to look at the totality of your career. And, I mean, he can't argue with it, though, that he became somewhat of a thorn in every team that he played with.
Yeah, great.
If you're a Hall of Famer, you're not a thorn. You are a player that changes the culture of the team and makes everybody else around you better, not destroys everything
what
like
about
he
Lawrence
did. But,
Taylor?
Hey, he's
what
eventually going to get in, okay,
what
guys?
About
eventually
Michael
he'll
Irving?
Get in, but I wouldn't vote for him.
What
ever...
about Charles Haley? What about Michael Irving? Charles Haley was a horrible scumbag at times. They put these guys in the Hall of Fame. Brett Favre was a scumbag at times. These guys
No. These, you're talking scumbag like, yeah, they did some stuff that was a little inappropriate,
do?
But at the end of the day, did they become toxic within their team? Did they destroy teams? No. None of the guys that you mentioned destroyed teams. How do I know that? Look at their resumes. How many Super Bowls did those guys win? That's the difference maker.
Well,
how many
Brady.
Super Bowls did remind me again? How many Super Bowls did Trey Owens win again?
He played in one. He did lose.
Aaron Hernandez, Hall of Fame 2023.
Obviously, Brady, he's got a ring.
That's what you guys are saying. All right, I like it.
Thanks,
Brady.
Take you later, guys. Brady.